Rezamir Damadi. I'm a chair of the Department of Computer Science, Mathematics, and Engineering.
Okay, and you have this new program starting. Explain what it is.
Engineering science is a, I would say, a dynamic or hybrid focus of applied science. So we are in a department of computer science, mathematics, and engineering. So inherently, we have all these topics within a department. So we decided engineering science is a good vehicle for us to focus on things that are in demand in a state level and federal level. So we started talking about systems engineering, which is managing and designing complex systems. Having said that, the topics in systems engineering overlaps with optimizations, software engineering, risk management, computer engineering, electrical engineering, and control engineering. So all of these topics are overlapped into system engineers. So the students that are exposed to this kind of topics should be able to understand how to run a complex systems, managing it in terms of optimizations, risk management, control, and software engineering, and that type of things. And also, we have another focus in engineering science that is environmental engineering. And that would train the students in aspects of what is predicaments of any environmental impacts that has anything to do with any design or development, and just what it is that are going to be impacted by any human-centered venture in, that is going to impact environment. So these students are going to be exposed to applied mathematics, applied science, computer science, and engineering courses that it would make them a well-rounded engineer that they can tackle the problems that industry has. So demand for engineers, we are at a national crisis. There are not enough engineers. If you look at the most articles that are coming from the educational think tanks are saying that there is not enough engineers for the next 20, 30 years. So it's becoming a national crisis. So that's why the importance of a STEM has become important all of a sudden, because they recognize that we are not going to have enough engineers in next 20, 30 years. So the demand is there. The industry is looking for the students that they have this technical background.
I'm Colleen Nolan. I'm Dean of Natural Sciences and Mathematics at Shepherd University.
Okay, and you're excited about this new program?
I'm thrilled about the program in engineering science. It's a program that we've been looking to develop for a long time. It addresses a need here in the area.
What kind of jobs would they be getting?
Engineering programs associated with the environment. So think of photovoltaics, think of alternative energy, think of wastewater management. In terms of systems engineering, think of how any engineering process needs to be managed and applied. So systems engineering is really looking predominantly at the nuts and bolts of how systems work and how to functionally manage those systems. I think this is a great opportunity for our students. I think it's a timely program, and I think it will really complement what we're doing in computer science, math, and engineering.